This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the Illinois Soybean Association has several upcoming meetings for farmers in 2018. Some they've offered before and others that are brand new. ISA Director John Longley farms in the northwestern part of Illinois and has the details for us about those upcoming events.
I farm in northwest Illinois. I'm a district director for the Illinois Soybean Association, and actually Mercer County, rural Oledo. I've been at it for quite a long time, and I farmed with my daughter, Kate Banner, and of course we raise soybeans and corn.
So when did you first get involved with the ISA?
This is my fifth year on the board, so whatever that would be, 2013, I guess.
All right. Well, happy to have you in that position and great to visit with you today. Want to talk about a couple of upcoming meetings throughout the first of the year, I guess. So, John, I don't know where you'd like to start, maybe with the annual Soybean Summit.
Yeah, the Soybean Summit. That's a program we've been had for since 2013, coincidentally. And this year it's going to be in Springfield at the Wyndham City Center. And it runs on the 11th of January from 7 to 4. And there's, of course, it's a farm meeting, so there's going to be coffee and a light breakfast and a free lunch. And it'll wrap up with a grower and expert panel plus more. And there'll be several topics that we'll have to discuss.
Any of those topics you want to give us an inside look at so farmers can know what to expect from the meeting?
Well, I've got a list of the speakers and what's going to be covered. Dale Dirkholz will be from Ag Advisor about the soybean market, and Chris Eiler from Eiler Brothers, who was our 2016 Master Soybean Advisor, will share his experiences about raising 100 bushels of soybeans. Dan Davison from ISA and Mike Shear will talk about the yield challenge, the 2017 yield challenge results and how it all worked out. Gary Snicky from FarmDoc U of I will talk about managing risk and how to be a resilient farmer. John McGillicuddy from Oregon Agronomics will talk about optimizing yields. Nathan Payton from University of Arkansas will be discussing boron management. And Stephanie Porter from Burris Hybrids and Todd Steinacker from AgriGold will give a talk on insights about selecting management strategies for the highest yield soybeans.
So it sounds like a great meeting to go to, you know, learn about hot topics in the industry probably and also network with some fellow farmers.
Yes, this is kind of our statewide meeting. And if people are interested in registering, which we would like them to do because it could be limited seating, and that would, you could either go online at ilsoy.org/summit, or you could call the Illinois Soybean Association at 1-888-826-4011. And you can email just if you have questions to events@ilsoy.org.
Well, sounds great, John. A pretty great lineup for that meeting. And again, you said January 11th in Springfield, and that's the Soybean Summit. And now I believe this next series of meetings, this is something new for the association. So talk to us about those.
It's the IL Soy Advisor Better Bean Series. And it's the first year of hosting that. And there'll be five half-day events spread across the state. And it's more local, so solutions for different parts of the state. And there'll be different areas of the state. And it'll be sponsored by ag retailers. And we have a program for CCA Soy Envoys. And they'll be there to host the event. And it's going to be they're going to be in January and February, and they'll start at 7 with registration. It'll be from 8 to 1, and, of course, there's lunch. And there'll be different parts of the state. Let's see, January 30th in Polo at Barnacopia, partnering with Pearl City Elevator. January 31st in Mendota at the Civic Center, partnering with Northern Partners Cooperative. February 1st at Hamptons in Jacksonville with Burris Hybrids, and February 6th at Carrie's House in Altamont with Southern South Central FS, right? And February 22nd at the Sheridan Fairview Heights with AgriGold.
So obviously, like you said, these can be localized to your area, so lots of different locations to choose from. You know, John, probably going to be talking about a lot of different things at each one of those meetings. As far as things that you had to deal with this year in your area in Mercer County, obviously that's going to be a little bit different than where we are in South Central Illinois. What was one of the biggest issues you had with soybeans this year, if you don't mind talking to us about that?
Oh, it was a good soybean year, actually, but it was seemed like an awfully long fall. We had good yields, but difficult conditions. You know, the weed, it's always questions of weed control and the questions of what different things, practices you should use, and it's all can be very local and very different.
Did you have any farms near you that use new technology? Any issues, you know, with dicamba drift in your area? Or was there good control and no issues?
Actually, from what I understand, right around us, there weren't hardly any problems at all with dicamba. Because I think it's probably, there's so many different factors that affect how products work, but there weren't a lot of problems up here.
Well, that's great to hear. Good that farmers in your area had good success using that new technology. John, I guess, you know, you just told us about these upcoming meetings, and I had said once already that they're a great place to network, but just like I just asked you, you know, what some of your problems were this growing season, these meetings allow for great conversations amongst farmers throughout the state.
Yes, it does. It really does help, and it's one of the reasons why the Soybean Association invents me. Invest in these type of meetings to them to check off well to help farmers improve their profitability and management abilities and all those sort of things.
John Longley, Illinois Soybean Association District Director from Mercer County. And once again, if you'd like to register for a meeting or find one to attend, visit ilsoy.org. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.